Superman Returns on Wednesday. That's the movie, Superman Returns. Our own superhero of humor, Brian Unger, has been thinking about how much it is costing to bring back the Man of Steel. Here's today's Unger Report.
It's not polite to stare at people, but have you seen the new Superman? No, not Karl Rove. The guy I'm talking about actually looks good in tights.
Tell me everything.
Does he still stand for truth, justice, all that stuff?
Still stands for truth, justice, and all that stuff. But also for big, big price inflation in the making of blockbuster movies. The last four times Superman was here on Earth, he cost the studio that paid his way, Warner Brothers, around $50 million each time. This return trip is raising some eyebrows.
I know some people are asking a lot of questions now that I'm back. I think it's only fair that I answer those people.
Superman Returns is costing Warner Brothers over $350 million.
I want to know it all, everything. Also, I want to see photos of him everywhere.
And marketing Superman will presumably push his price higher. So, who pays for the new Superman? His fans?
Wrong!
People who watch CNN. Naturally. It's possible people who even hate blockbuster movies and love only Wolf Blitzer paid for the new Superman movie.
Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them.
CNN and Superman. They are produced by the same corporation. And without CNN's $304 million profit last year, Time Warner wouldn't be able to gamble more than that on one movie this year. This is why it's vital America watch Anderson Cooper interview Angelina Jolie, so Superman can fly again.
Wait for it.
Elsewhere, it is NBC News that will help pay for parent Universal's new movies. ABC News will feed the costs of its parent Disney. And CBS News, where it once helped pay for Paramount's movies, will now pay for its own movies, as was just announced by CBS CEO and president Les Moonves, who says he wants to get into the movie business. If the current trend persists, next year, the Oscar could go to an action movie produced by C-SPAN.
Come with me. You're not going to want to miss this.
The corporatization of news and its effects on news content all deserve more attention, more discussion, and more passionate debate. Those were the mostly overlooked parting words from one of the last supermen of news, Dan Rather, as he left CBS where he'd spent 44 years working. Rather then added, I'll see you soon.
So long, Superman.
Could it be that the more we flock to $200 million blockbusters, the fewer reporters and less news we'll have in our democracy?
The world can always use more good reporters.
But why pay for more good reporters and their news when corporations like Time Warner can instead make Superman return again and again and again? I mean, in the end, what and who is really going to save us?
I have sent them you, my only son.
And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.